But he's trapped us. That's why. Trapped. They smashed the entrance to the tunnel.
Oh, no.
We're shut in.
Come along now. I mean, while there's life, there's hope, my father used to say. Yes. Well, now, look, listen. All of it. Now, look, I'm going down the tunnel once again. Yes. I mean, after all, the only way out is down, isn't it? Yes. So I think this time you'd better all come with me.
Now, come, my wolf, come. Mr. Baggins is right. It is the only way.
Quite right.
Yes. But you seem very cheerful about it, Bilbo.
Yes, I know. I can't explain it. Yes, it must be simply burglar's luck. Now, come along. Down the tunnel, all of you. And be quiet as you can. And do be careful. The treasure cabin is just round this corner. There's no red glow, so I don't think Smaug is at home. All right. Now, all of you, wait here while I go and see. Come on, Tony.
All right.
Yes. Come along, then. It's all right. All clear. You can light the torches.
Light the torches.
But what if Smaug comes back?
Then we'll have to run back into the tunnel.
The torch is ready, Torrin.
Then let us go into the treasure. Hold the torches aloft. Treasure of the race of Durin. Many long years have we dreamed, my dwarves. But never have any of us dreamed of such beauty and the vastness of the hoard. Gold, my dwarves! It is gold! Gold! And
rubies!
And
giant rubies!
And sapphire!
Fill your pockets. Take all you can carry.
Well, thank goodness you're satisfied about something. What's this?
The Arkenstone. It must be. Yes.
Torrin described it exactly. Fairest gem of all the dwarfish treasure.
Oh, yes.
Very beautiful. I must give it to Torrin. Yes. No, I'll put it in my pocket. Now I am a burglar indeed. I will tell the dwarves about it, of course. Sometime. But just for a bit, I'd like to give it to myself. It's really very fair. Beautiful.
Mr. Baggins.
Oh, yes?
Here is the first payment of your reward.
Oh?
Cast off your old coat and put this on.
Oh, but I've... Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's a coat of mail made by elves of silver steel, which they call Mithril.
Oh. Oh, thank you. It's very light, isn't it?
Yes, and very strong. It is protected by magic. There are few such coats left in these days. So it is worth far more than its weight in gold.
Thank you, Torrin. I'll take my coat. It feels magnificent. I expect I look rather silly in it. I wish there was a looking glass handy.
The treasure is not yet won. Yes, we have found it, true enough, but we have not found a way of escape.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, it is 100 years since I was last in my grandfather's halls, but not for 1,000 years could I forget the ways of this place. From here, we can make our way to the great chamber of Thrall, and from there to the front gate. Now follow me. See? This is where the river comes out of the south side of the mountain.
Well, I never expected to be looking out of Smaug's front door.
Now, we have 4 or 5 hours' hard march ahead of us.
Oh.
Yes, yes. There is an old lookout post at the southwest corner of the mountain. From there, we can see in all directions.
But what if Smaug spots us there?
We should be safe enough, Balin. There is a chamber cut into the mountain face behind the ledge. It was made to house a watchman. There is room for us all, and we'll be quite snug there. But it is a hard path, so let us waste no more time. We do not want Smaug to catch us out in the open.
I wonder where Smaug is.
After blocking the entrance to the side door, Smaug was very, very angry. No one had dared oppose him for many an age, and someone would have to pay. The intruders had come from the lake town. And so it was that the fiery dragon turned in all his might and fury and menace towards Escaroth.
Look! Look at the lonely mountain! The lights again! Perhaps the king under the mountain is forging gold. It is time the songs began to prove themselves again.
Which king are you talking about? As like as not, it is the fire of the dragon. The only king under the mountain any of us can remember.
Ah, you are always foreboding gloomy things, Bard. You may be the finest archer in Lake Town, but it seems to make you very sour company, my friend. Talk of something cheerful. Don't put those lights now. Are they lovely?
You fools! I must go and see the master.
But it's the king! The king under the mountain!
Master!
Bard! Give the bread back. Yeah, have some wine. Sit out here at the window and watch the lights in the mountain. Aren't they lovely?
Master, the dragon is coming.
What?
Those lights. It's Smaug, and he's coming here. Or I'm a fool.
Smaug? Oh, no. Sound the alarm. Cut the broom.
Stand there, man. Get your arches together.
They are going up outside, Master.
Good.
Look! Swarm! Swarm!
Stand fast, you boys! No man can withstand the mouth!
We are doomed! Run and hide! Bring for shore!
Stand to your post! Fight for your town! Here shall be avenged, whatever the cost!
You have never failed me, and I have always recovered you. What is it, Olfast? What tidings do you bring? Dragon's left breast. Thank you, good fast. Thank you. Smaug. I see it. I see the hollow. Black arrow. To your mark.
Smaug's wood.
Something strange is happening, I'm sure of it. Where is Smaug?
Yes.
Look at those flocks of birds. It is time for their autumn wanderings. Why do they stay?
And all about the mountain, there are many carrion birds. As if a beckle would have looked.
Hey, there's that old thrush again.
Look.
He's trying to tell us something.
If only he were a raven. We dwarves can speak with ravens.
Ah, he's gone.
I knew many ravens of the rocks hereabouts when I was a dwarf lad. Just above this very guard chamber, there lived a wise and famous pair, old Kark and his wife. But I don't suppose that any of that ancient breed linger hereabouts now.
Hey, the thrush is coming back on you. Look at him, and he's bringing a raven with him.
And a very old raven, to be sure. Look at his bald head and see how slowly his wings flap.
Son of Thrain and Varin, son of Thorndin. I am Rohak, son of Kark.
Son of Kark! You are indeed welcome.
It is 100 years and 53 since I came out of the egg, but I do not forget the king of old. I bring you tidings, some of joy to you. Others you will not think so good.
Stay on, O Rohak, son of Kark.
Birds are gathering back again to the mountain. The word has gone out that Smaug is dead.
Dead? Smaug dead?
A red thrush. May his feathers never fall. Saw him killed in battle. The men of Escaros. He was shot by Bard, the chief archer, a grim man but true.
Smaug dead? The dragon killed him, you hear, dwarf? My dwarf, Smaug is dead!
So much for joy. Joy is no concealed. But many are gathering here beside the birds. The news of the death of the dragon has already gone far and wide. And the legend of the wealth of Thrall has not lessened in the telling during many years. Many are eager for a share of the spoil. Already a host of wood elves is on its way from Mirkwood with their king.
Wood elves?
They have gone to give aid to the men of Escaroth, whose town is no more. Many of the townsfolk have died. By the lake, men by mother, their sorrows are due to the dwarves. They do think to find amends from your treasure.
They must think again.
Wisdom must decide your course. But if you will listen to my counsel, you will not trust the master of the lakeman, but rather him that killed the dragon, Bard the Bowman. Somehow he escaped alive from the wreck of Lake Town, and he is hailed as hero and savior of his people. They called for him to be their king, but he is loyal to the memory of the race of Turin. We would see peace once more among dwarves and men and elves after the long desolation, but it may cost you dear in gold. I have spoken.
None of our gold shall they have. Ah, thanks, Rohak, son of Kark. If you would earn our thanks still more, I beg of you to send your fastest and strongest messengers to my cousin dying in the Iron Hills of the North. For he has many fierce warriors well armed and dwells nearest to this place. Bid him hasten to us.
I will not say if his counsel will be good or bad, but I will do what can be done. Farewell.
Farewell, Rock! Farewell, Thrush! Now, my dwarf, back to the front gate. I must build our defenses, and there is little time to lose. Right, bend your backs to it!
The king beneath the mountains, the king of carven stone, the lord of silver fountains.
The dwarves labored hard in fortifying the front gate, but since this was now the only way out of the mountain, was also the only means of access to the treasure. As they worked, the ravens brought news that the joint armies of the lake men and wood elves were hurrying towards the mountain. In 4 days they would arrive, and in 4 days, the hastily thrown up but solid barrier across the front gate was ready. The only way into the mountain was by climbing over the walls. The dwarves did themselves with ropes and ladders.
I didn't like the way things were going at all.
Who are you that come armed for war to the gates of Farin, son of Thrain, king under the mountain?
Hail, Karin. Will it right that you and your companions are alive beyond our hope? There is matter for a folly and a council.
Who are you? And of what would you parley?
I am Bard, the bowman of Edgala. And by my hand was the dragon slain and your treasure delivered.
So we learn.
I am the heir of Gideon, lord of Dale. And in your hoard is mingled much of the wealth of that town which Smaug destroyed. I will speak for the men of Edgaroth and ask whether you have no thought for their misery and distress. They aided you in your need, and in recompense you have brought only ruin.
We are just in all things, but nothing will we give under threat of force. I will not parley with armed men at my gate. Not at all with the people of the Elven King, whom I remember with small kindness.
The Elven King is my friend, and has succored the people of the lake in their need.
Enough! In this debate he has no place. Be gone now, ere our arrows fly.
One moment more. These are our terms. Herald.
In the name of Esgaroth and Mirkwood, we speak unto Torin Oakenshield, king under the mountain. We bid him consider well these claims, or be declared our foe. At the least, he shall deliver 1/12th portion of the treasure unto Bard, as the dragon slayer and the heir of Gideon, from which Bard will himself contribute to the relief of the men of the lake, and to the rebuilding of a new town.
Here is my answer. My next arrow will be aimed not at your shield, but at your head.
We will give you time to repent your words. I declare the mountain besieged. You shall not depart from it until you call on your side for a truce and a parley. We leave you to your goal. Eat that if you will.
Time behind the barricade passed slowly and wearily until at last news came of Torin's cousin Dain from the Iron Hills. He was only 2 days' march away and was bringing with him more than 500 armed dwarves. This was the moment for Bilbo's plan.
Yes. I decided to take the Arkenstone over to the enemy. Not that I thought of them as the enemy, but those dwarves were so stubborn. Thorin had often said that the Arkenstone was beyond price to him. In fact, he made it very clear that anyone finding it and not handing it over to him straight away would be dealt with very sharply. Very sharply indeed.
But so determined was Bilbo to stop any fighting before it started, that evening he took the Arkenstone from its hiding place, wrapped it in a rag, and climbed over the barricade down towards the lower course of the stream. He was nearly across when he missed his footing on a round stone and fell into the cold water.
Who goes there?
Oh, what? I'm Mr. Bilbo Baggins. B-A-double-G-I. Companion of Torin Oakenshield, if you want to know.
Companion of Torin? And what might be your business?
Yes, well, whatever it is, it's my own. My good elves. And if you ever wish to get back to your woods, you'll take me to the Bard or whatever his name is, and to your king as quick as may be.
Brave words, hobbit.
Yeah.
Very well. Follow us.
Yes, buck up. I'm frozen.
Yes. Dripping wet. Yes. In a coat of mithril. What's he doing here? What is he?
This is their tent. Enter.
Thank you, Lord.
It's Bilbo Baggins.
Sir Hobbit. He said he wished to speak with you, my lord.
Did he? And what have you to say to us, Mr. Baggins?
Mr. Bard, your majesty, sire, yes. you see, it's about this impossible situation. Smaug is dead. And there's more than enough treasure for everyone. And yet, it looks as though all these people, the men, elves, and the dwarves, are going to fight over it. And, I mean, if they're going to fight over it, well, someone is bound to be killed.
We are quite ready to accept any reasonable terms that Thorin may offer. He has heard our demands and has not seen fit to reply.
Yes, well...
There need be no battle.
Well, with the humblest respect, the King of the Wood Elves doesn't know the King of the Dwarves as well as I do.
Indeed?
No. You see, Thorin is quite prepared to sit on that heap of treasure and starve as long as you remain here.
Well, let him. Such a fool deserves to starve.
Yes, but do you know about Dane and his followers from the Iron Hills? They're only 2 days march away, you know.
We knew of Dane, but not that he was so close. Why do you tell us this?
Well...
Are you betraying your friends, or are you threatening us?
No, neither, Mr. Bard, neither. I'm merely trying to avoid trouble for all concerned. Yes. Now, I will make you an offer.
An offer?
What is it?
Well, it's... this. This is the Arkenstone of Trane, the heart of the mountain. It is also the heart of Thorin. He values it above a river of gold. I give it to you. It will aid you in your bargaining.
But how is it yours to give?
Well, it isn't exactly. But, well, I am willing to let it stand against all my claim, don't you know? I mean, I may be a burglar, or so they say. Personally, I never felt in the least bit like one, but I am an honest one, more or less, I hope. Anyway, I'm going back now, and the dwarves can do what they like to me. I hope you'll find it useful.
Bilbo Baggins.
Yes?
You are more worthy to wear that coat of mithril than many who have looked more comely in it.
Thank you, my lord king.
But I advise you to remain with us.
Oh, no, I'm...
Here you shall be honored and thrice welcome.
Well, it's most kind of you, I'm sure, but I don't think I ought to leave my friends like this after all we've been through together, you know. I really must be going, and quickly.
As you wish. My elves will guide you to a safe ford across the stream.
Set
you dry on the other side.
Oh, thank you. Most kind. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Baggins.
Good night, Mr. Bard.
Good night, little hobbit. May fortune bring us together again.
Yes.
Soon.
That dwarves. They're sending another embassy to parley with us. They'll have got wind of Dain's coming with his troops. I thought that might alter their mood.
They are not sending a herald this time. Bard is coming closer. And there's the elven king. Old man with them, holding a box. Who is he? And what do you suppose is in the box?
Well, Thorin, are you still of the same mind regarding our terms?
Did you come to ask me idle questions? Still the elf host has not departed as I bade. Till then you come in vain to parley with me.
Is there then nothing for which you would yield any of your gold?
Nothing that you or your friends have to offer.
What are the contents of this box? Open it, old man. What of this?
The Arkenstone. The Arkenstone. That stone was my father's and is rightly mine. Why should I purchase my own? How came you by the heirloom of my house? If there is need to ask such a question of thieves.
We are not thieves.
How did you come by it?
Your own we will give back in return for ours.
Where did you find it?
There need be no bloodshed.
How did you come by it?
It was me, Torrin.
What?
Me. I gave it to him.
You? You gave it, you miserable hobbit.
Oh, don't strike me, Torrin.
You undersized burglar. By the beard of Durin, I wish I had Gandalf here.
I only tried...
Curse him for his choice of you. May his beard wither.
Oh, Torrin, you're hurting me.
Hurting you? I will kill you, you wretched creature.
No. Put me down.
No, not to the rocks with you.